Fix Insider, May 10. New, TV. The smart moves by Bob Iger that saw off activist investors may have overexcited the market. Despite much better results from Disney, which saw much of their streaming business move into profit, the expectation of weaker results in Q2 saw the stock price tumble by 10%. Iger did address the issue of superhero fatigue, talking of restricting Marvel to 2 good films a year rather than 4, and generally he's working hard with the studio to reduce output and focus more on quality. The FT consider how the bids for Paramount Global demonstrate where entertainment may be heading and look at the next chapter in the streaming drama. The chart above shows how the rush for content is slowing and how traditional players are being outspent by the new kids. Concentrating on quality rather than quantity should play to the strengths of the trad studios, but can they make their muscle memory count? Hollywood guru Jeffrey Katzenberg has some good thinking on the protracted negotiations over Paramount, suggesting the PE involvement is an issue and that the whole deal could get shelved. Is the next trick to maximize ad-supported platform options? Amazon have managed to get 85% of Prime Video customers onto their ad option, helping their recent Q1 numbers. Ads tend to have great margins, so this new revenue stream drives bottom-line success. Because they added ads as an option for new customers, Disney and Netflix have low numbers watching ads. Expect to see experiments designed to grow this dramatically. With Disney and Warner now bundling their services, I would expect to see the ad-supported versions made really attractive through the price. Consumers will be able to sign up for a package that includes Disney's Disney Plus and Hulu and Warner's Max service. The bundle will be offered for both the ad-free and ad-supported versions of those services and will be available in the US beginning this summer. Why bundle? Well, the Warner results were poor, with ad sales down and streaming revenues flat as they added 2 meter subscriber, taking them to almost 100 meters. The combination of retail media data with the reach of streaming TV is intoxicating and only going to get more prominent. NBCU are the latest to enrich their ad offering, through sharing first-party data with Instacart. An interview with an NBC exec gives more context. Their upfront pitch is all about advanced audiences. Amazon continue to innovate and have new ad formats for Prime Video that are shoppable. A significant move in sports TV sees Amazon strike a landmark deal with the NBA. In what will be a landmark move in sports media history, the NBA and Amazon Prime Video have the framework of a deal that will make the streaming service one of the main homes for the league's games, executives with direct knowledge of the talks told The Athletic. Amazon winning could lead to Disney's revamped ESPN losing out. The LA Times looks at the implications. And as GAFA money enriches sports clubs, the NFL plan to enable franchise owners to sell up to 30% of their club to PE firms, further embedding media deals into the sport. When a rich Hollywood star decides to invest in a soccer club with huge potential, there isn't a lot of downside. But when PE firms buy future cash flow, isn't the danger they start looking at how to improve that cash flow, triggering silly ideas about more games as well as tweaks that could increase audiences? Good to see others sharing my concern over the plumbing complications emerging in NUTV. As we know from the open web, the more layers of tech, the less money that gets through to the publisher. Merchant. As well as competing on product availability and prices, Temu are disrupting the market for merchants through their ongoing ad spend with Meta and others. Digiday talk with DTC brands facing spikes in ad costs and their attempts to reduce reliance on Meta. Another element of disruption comes from online scams, with The Guardian exposing a Chinese network. There have been various permutations of this. I once ended up with dupe shoes after finding an oddly named website on the 5th page of Google offering a sold-out Norse Projects collab with Dr. Martens, at half price. The domain was registered in the UK, but it eventually became clear it was a Chinese scam. It wasn't too disastrous and the shoes were vaguely similar, and my son got 6 months' worth of school shoes. As Bloomberg document the hubris of fast last mile firm Getter and their VC backers, the concept of fast delivery is supported by the latest Amazon results, where they shared they delivered over 2 billion parcels in a one-day window in Q1 of this year. Just as Amazon trained us that online shopping is safe and easy, they are training us it's fast. And having seen Tesco ads for Whoosh everywhere, now we see Deliveroo advertising their Deliveroo Hop service. The future is fast. Both these services support the idea that dark store fulfillment is going out of fashion. Picking from an existing store works well and avoids the additional investment. The Wall Street Journal see US bricks and mortar stores embracing e-commerce done in this way. Online retailer Mithraeus says it will benefit from luxury e-commerce implosion, FT. Social. NY Magazine has a really good look at the secret weakness of TikTok's all-powerful algorithm. It showed us unexpected stuff, then narrowed it down based on what we watched. The mystery of TikTok was never the algorithm, but rather the user's willingness to take bait, over and over, until it became a meal. To use it was to confront the feeling of being a test subject in exchange for entertainment. Ascribing TikTok's appeal to the algorithm was comforting, at least compared to the alternative of accepting that it knows you only somewhat more intimately than a slot machine, yet you can't stand up. The BBC pick up on the meta changes to the IG algorithm. Instagram revamps algorithm in battle for TikTok creators, BBC News. As TikTok contests the ban, others are looking at the next stage. Former Google chief Eric Schmidt says he considered a bid for the platform and ByteDance. The Chinese owner of TikTok has another horse in the race, Lemonade. I mentioned this app last April. And they have a new sibling app, Lemonade, which is already doing well. What is it? In the words of an influencer, it's so effing cute. Aesthetically pleasing. It's like Pinterest and Instagram came together and had a baby. Without any visible marketing, it has gone from nowhere to a top 10 free app, leading some to speculate that all this TikTok activity is no coincidence. It is listed as being from developer Heliophilia, a Singapore company, but many believe its ultimate owner is ByteDance. And now we see TikTok promoting it using influencers on TikTok. Fix friends Forda Baker have good deep on TikTok Shop with a thorough guide to the various ways to manage fulfillment for TikTok Shop. TikTok expands advertiser partner program amid looming ban. Our latest good TikTok creative looks at music on TikTok, from Saltburn to Taylor Swift. Retail media. P&G have long been proponents of the first moment of truth, and a quote from their CEO shows its remains a focus. I generally believe the majority of brand choice is made in a retail environment, P&G President and CEO John Moeller said during a July 2023 investor call. I think less brand choice is made sitting on a couch or even driving in a car on the way to a retail establishment. The same is true for online. So, we're very carefully evaluating this opportunity. A Good Work article argues that in-store can throw off its unfashionable image, shelf wobbler anyone? And contribute to the holy grail of most CPG markets, how brands grow. In their recent Q1 results, Criteo splits out retail media for the first time. This sector earned Criteo $50 million, up from $37 million last year, in sales, whilst their legacy retargeting business slipped slightly to $399 million. A reminder that, for all the talk, a lot of old-fashioned digital marketing is still chugging along. Ads. One area where we see real tangible benefits from AI is in the ads delivered by major platforms. Amazon, Google, and Meta lead the arms race where they use tech to meet and beat advertiser expectations. Amazon has the latest announcement, trumpeting their Performance Plus, which uses 1PD and ML to automate campaign setup, audience creation, and optimization. Meta are rolling out video generation and text generation. More background from Verge. Using these tools require brands to hand over a large element of control, but generally this is proving acceptable. The ends justify the means. The other side of the coin is measurement, and the drum shared 11 things we heard at Google's Measurement and Effectiveness Summit. TikTok have announced new measurement partners in iSpot and Nielsen. A Meta exec shared a fascinating academic study looking at 700K Meta ad campaigns across 200K advertisers. Their findings. Not only do we find large and persistent differences across firms in advertising returns, but there are also predictable differences, namely, there seems to be substantial learning by doing, as well as significant returns to being more sophisticated data users. Full report here. As we always say, it's time to experiment. How B&Q built a new creative framework for cross-platform campaign success, Google. AI. As the head of Google Search warns his team of a new operating reality, OpenAI have a search product coming down the line. Designed to rival Google Gemini and startup Perplexity, this tool would let ChatGPT users search and results would link to sources like Wikipedia. Getting people to switch from Google is nigh on impossible, and the $20 million Google Pay Apple annually reminds us of the power of defaults. If OpenAI can hold on to significant levels of traffic, a bundled search tool could impact Google. But there is a lot to do. Bedrock Studio is a new tool from Amazon that lets organizations experiment with generative AI models, collaborate on those models, and ultimately build generative AI-powered apps. It sounds like a natural evolution of AWS services like Poly and Lex. The need for lots of compute naturally corrals AI with cloud, and much of the hype around high-profile partnerships between big brands and the platform seems more cloud than AI. Nothing wrong with that. Cloud is an immediate need for most, just as AI is nascent for most. But everyone loves a good press release, like this one celebrating Coke doing a 5-year deal with Microsoft. Knowing everyone at the new fronts was going to be pitching AI, Digiday collected all the interesting ones. A good look at the various AI video generators and how they stack up. Online marketplaces like eBay, Etsy are counting on AI to supercharge shopping. Agencies. An interesting LinkedIn post goes deep to compare Publicis and Omnicom, highlighting the lead in market cap that Publicis now holds. Ad Age look at one controversial agency growth engine, principle-based buying, when agencies buy and resell media, raises conflict and transparency issues. Plus. Buy make the point that much of the Apple ad revenue is their deal with Google to be the default search engine, where they earn $20 billion a year. As Benedict Evans points out, it's hard to work out who is exploiting who. How Snapchat is saving itself, and keeping up with Silicon Valley giants, technology, The Guardian. Universal Music Group sees a future where 1 in 5 streamers pays for a super premium tier, and 3 other things we learned from UMG's Q1 earnings call. Accelerating AI-driven marketing maturity, BCG. Uber announces results for first quarter 2024. The battle for attention, The New Yorker. How novelty effects and dopamine culture rule the tech industry. Meeting, sort of, the world's greatest footballer at Miami's new Messi experience. Messi I. Social algorithms must change to protect children, Ofcom, BBC News. Ofcom draft rules for tech companies are what children want, says Director of Online Safety, Channel 4 News Gil Whitehead, ex-Googler, as well as C4 and BBC talking about the Ofcom draft rules.